R.B. Russell, The Ghosts of Begbie Hall. Narrated by Carl Mason. Mrs. Taylor, the greeting came from a woman sitting in a ponderous wingback chair by the front door. Because of the paperwork on her lap, she could not immediately stand. "I'm Mrs. Reynolds," she said. Sarah Taylor walked over, leaving the hotel receptionist to wait patiently. "I'm so pleased you finally agreed to come to one of our little conferences," Mrs. Reynolds cooed. Sarah could not reply to that. Over the last 10 years, she had declined Mrs. Reynolds' invitation 3 times. She was not quite sure why she had finally accepted. "Begbie Hall has changed," said Mrs. Reynolds. She was able to stand once she had heaped the papers untidily onto the floor. "I knew the hall when it was occupied by the Walker family," Sarah said. "We're familiar with your father's first book. Then there was the fire, of course, and for several years, this place was falling down. I know the history." "Of course. And you have written your talk for us?" "I have." Mrs. Reynolds insisted they shake hands rather formally, and she allowed Sarah to return to the reception desk. She signed the register and was given an electronic keycard. "You are in the red room," said the receptionist. For the first time since she pulled up at Begbie Hall, a slight thrill coursed through Sarah. "Do you still call it the red room?" Mrs. Reynolds explained. "When our conference..."